So here are some questions you might want to answer right now in your own mind, and notice how they make you feel. Question one, what are you really most happy about in your life right now? What's one of the things you're most happy about in your life right now? Now answer that question in your own head. What are you most happy about in your life right now? Or if your brain goes, nothing, what could you be happy about if you wanted to be? If you ever ask a question to yourself and somebody says, well, I don't feel that way or I don't think that way, say, I know you don't, but if you did or if you could, what could you feel happy about right now? Think about it. Have you thought of something? Well, good. Let me ask you a question. What about that makes you happy? Third question, how does that make you feel? Really allow yourself to feel it. Don't just go, well, it makes me feel happy. Feel the feelings. What else are you really happy about in your life right now? Think of a second thing. What else are you really happy about in your life right now? What about that makes you feel happy? How does that make you feel? Here's the second question for you. What are you really excited about in your life right now? What are you really excited about in your life right now? Answer the question in your mind. Think about it. Or what could you be excited about if you wanted to be excited about something? Think about it. Oh, come on, you got more things to be excited about. Think. What about that makes you excited? Why does that make you excited? How does it make you feel? What else are you excited about in your life right now? Come on, what else? What else are you really excited about in your life right now? Or could you be excited about if you wanted to? How does that make you feel? Here's a third question for you. What are you really grateful for in your life right now? What are you really grateful for in your life right now? What are some of the things you're grateful for? Or what could you be grateful for if you wanted to be? Answer the question honestly. How does that make you feel? And I want you to notice, do you feel a state change as you answer these questions from where you were a few moments before? That's it. So you can change your state instantly and you can make yourself feel great. There's so much to feel grateful for. Hey, if you want my formula for wealth, it's real simple. Live every day in an attitude of gratitude. See, the more you feel like you have, the more you'll experience in your life and the more you'll be willing to give. See, make sure that you're always trying to give more than you take back and feel grateful for everything you have, and you will be wealthy beyond your wildest dreams. But you got to control your focus. Let me ask you another one. What are you really proud of in your life right now? What are you really proud about in your life right now? Or what could you be proud about in your life so far? What are some of the things? What about those things makes you feel proud? How does that make you feel? What else are you really proud of in your life right now? How does that make you feel? And here's a final question for you. Who do you really love most in your life and who loves you? Think about it. And don't just go, oh, my mom, my dad, my brother, my sister. Get some feeling. Step into those experiences and feel what it feels like. Think about who loves you and how that makes you feel. Who do you love and how does that make you feel to love that person so much? I got a question for you. What if every morning you started out asking yourself a series of questions that put you in this kind of state? There's some real power. Because see, the state you're in affects the way you look at your whole world, doesn't it? It affects the way you breathe, the way you feel, the way you treat other people, and your level of success. See, a lot of people teach in life, do a bunch of affirmations, go, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, and then your brain goes, BS. Right? Now, if you do affirmations long enough, they may work because your brain may get bored and say, well, why am I happy? At which time it'll search your brain for an answer and then all of a sudden you'll feel happy. That's what happens when you do affirmations. Or if you go, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, and you really create the physiology of happiness, you know what I mean by that? By using your voice that way, then what you've done is the affirmation didn't do it so much as putting your body in that state. So affirmations are great. But what I want you to know is questions are even more powerful because now you have a reason to be happy. You're not just jumping yourself up and running around with what I call a permagran where people go, why are you happy? And go, I don't know, but it feels good. It's better to have all these reasons. So every morning you stack more reasons to be happy. You come up with more reasons that you're proud, more reasons to be grateful, more reasons to feel excited about life, more feelings of love. If you stack those every day, you literally anchor them in your nervous system. This is part of what I call destiny technologies, controlling your state through asking yourself effective questions. This is the power of focus, and here's your exercise. Pull out your success journal, and right now, I want you to write down 5 questions. After you've designed these 5 questions, what I'd like you to ask yourself to do is this. First of all, let me ask you this. If every single morning you got up and asked yourself 5 custom-designed questions that put you in peak states, and they gave you lots of reasons to feel phenomenal. So you weren't just some guy out there again just babbling about how excited you are without any reasons for it. I'm not talking about being somebody just all pumped up for no reason. But if every day you came up with lots of reasons and felt these powerful emotions, what would that do to the quality of your life? What would that do to your days? Would it be worth developing some new habits? If your answer to these questions is yes, then I'd like to challenge you to do something. I'd like you to develop a new habit, a one that will literally condition your nervous system to associate powerful emotions with waking up in the morning. Wouldn't that be nice? Here's what I want you to do if you're willing to take on the challenge. For the rest of this program, approximately, 22 more days, each morning I want you to answer those 5 questions, and every time you answer them, you got to create some feeling. So if one of your questions was, what am I most excited about in my life? You got to come up with at least 2 different answers, and you got to think about why you're excited and how great that makes you feel. And you got to actually feel the answer to the question. 2 answers to each of your 5 questions each morning. Again, this is not added work. You're already asking questions. You just may be asking questions like, oh gosh, why do I have to get up at this hour? That may not be the best question to ask when the alarm goes off. Maybe you want to install a new one that empowers you. Would you be willing to do that for the rest of this 30-day program? Now, I don't want you to do this for the rest of your life because you might get addicted to feeling excellent for the rest of your life, and gosh only knows what would happen to you then. So don't go any longer than these 30 days, for sure. But at least for the 30 days, would you be willing to try it? Okay, then go for it. So you know your assignment. Design 5 questions that'll get resources out of you and make you feel phenomenal each day, that'll make you get access to your real power and ability every single day. Also, I want to say to you, please use your success journal to write down each day a little bit about what's happening to you. What are you noticing? Have you already begun to notice that your attitude has changed, obviously? But also, have you noticed that maybe you're willing to take some chances, that you're being more decisive, that you're taking some actions, you've been maybe more powerful in some of your communication? Have you decided maybe to take some actions like lose weight or stop smoking, and you're in like day 3 or 4 of that? Or are you just feeling better about the possibilities of your future? In other words, each day, you might want to just keep a journal. Jot down a couple of key ideas about what you learned that day or what you're experiencing in your daily life besides this program. I've kept journals for years because I believe that if my life is worth living, it's worth recording. And for me, what journals are is a way to go back and notice my growth. See, because otherwise what happens for a lot of us is we get caught up. But if you have a journal, you can look and see how you've grown in your development and your ability and where you are in your life. In addition, your journals are things that you can give later on to your children. Someday they can look back and learn from the lessons you've learned in your life. So they're invaluable. I hope you'll decide to keep a success journal on an ongoing basis after this program, but see if you can get yourself in the habit right now for the next 30 days. When you come back tomorrow, we're going to work on the ultimate secret to lifelong success. We're going to study values and beliefs. They truly are the source of success or failure in life. I'll see you tomorrow. Live with passion. And now open your eyes and look around the room and notice everything you can see in this room that's green. Come on, take a good look. Now some of you may say, well, there's nothing in this room that's green. Look behind you there. There's something green behind you. That's right. What's blue in this room? Now, do you see a lot more green? Do you see a lot more blue now than you did the first time? Unless you're in a room you already are super familiar with, that is, you've already got a picture in your head and you know it, like maybe it's your bedroom and you know everything, even then you may not have noticed everything. But if you're in a strange room or you're in a place you're not used to, what I find is 99% of the time people see a lot more blue and green when I ask them about that specifically later on. In other words, when I ask you to focus on brown, that's what comes up. You notice mostly brown. You tend to delete a lot of the other details. Isn't that true? Now, what is that? How does that relate to life? Well, a lot of people in life manage to always see the brown, the stuff of life that isn't too, let's see, how can I say this? What can I say?
They'll know.
Can I say crap?
No.
What can I say?
Garbage.
Feces?
Garbage.
Feces.
No. Too graphic.
It's a pattern interrupt.
It would spoil this state. Yeah, okay, I understand that, but I don't think it'll fly for a lot of people.
See, a lot of people in life stare at and focus on the brown in life, the, shall we say, feces of life. And other people, they look for the green. They look for what's growing. They look for what's alive. That's what you need to do. See, in life, we get whatever we focus on. Whatever you pay attention to, that's what you experience in your body instantly. So how do we control our focus? Well, that's a good question. This is really good, except I didn't get in a couple things I wanted to get in.
Well, get them in, we can cut.
Okay, let's figure out where they are. Let's see.
You got away with feces, probably.
Yeah, I know.
Pretty smart for a kid.
Yeah, not bad for an old man.